Good morning.
Good morning.
Oops, turned wrong. Lost my balance. Not good. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and mercy to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be chanting the introit this morning. You'll hear the tone played through twice, and then I'll begin it. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen is whom my soul delights. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. Upon us, Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have upon us. Glory be to God on high. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this morning is taken from Genesis, beginning with chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Let's join in the gradual. Praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples. For great is the steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. The epistle reading for this morning is taken from Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism. John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Be to thee, O Christ.
Please rise and let us join in confessing our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So some strange things have been happening lately. I got done with the dishes the other day and I lifted the plastic, wash bin that's sitting in the sink, and there's a scorpion underneath there. I went, "There's a scorpion." Now with a tiny thing, I said, "Wow." I looked at it for a couple minutes, then I ran hot water over it and went down the drain. End of story. But it was kind of strange. And then this morning I get up, probably about 4-ish, and so I'm looking at my phone, And because I can't go back to sleep, and I'm thinking, well, I might as well go ahead and get up. So I decided to check the weather, and I'm looking at it, and it's saying there's going to be snow here this evening. So I looked back up at the top of it to make sure I was in Wallace. That's not... So, you know, I was wondering maybe Jesus was going to come back today. Who knows? It would be a great time, at least for us. We'll be celebrating and rejoicing and thankful to God because of all that He has done for us. Because in our baptism, Jesus became part of each one of us in our lives. But this morning we're looking at John going to the Baptist to be baptized by John. And John has already declared to those who have come to see him, John that is, that there is one who is coming who has more power than he does. He is mightier than I, and I'm not worthy to stoop and undo his sandals. And then we hear the story how Jesus enters into the river and John baptizes him. And as Jesus is coming out, the heavens open. The Spirit of God descends into him. It says on him, but in the Greek it's actually into him. And a voice that speaks declaring Jesus to be God's Son. And God says, in him I am well pleased. What a great day that must have been for John. I don't know that everybody necessarily heard the voice. Some heard thunder. Some maybe also heard the voice. But John, definitely we are told, John the Baptist heard that voice. Other people may have looked on perplexed. What's going on here? I would think they would see the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Great day. What a baptism, right? But Jesus says why he is being baptized, because we know John kind of objected to that whole idea because John said, I'm the one that needs to be baptized by you. I guess in a way he was foreshadowing all our own baptisms, because that's exactly what happens when we are baptized. Yes, the pastor may be the one who pours the water upon the child or the adult's head and says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And understand, that's it. That's the entirety of a baptism. Of course, in the baptismal rite, we go through a few other things to kind of emphasize what is taking place here within the service. But really, that's all baptism is, water and those words. So in cases of emergency, anybody who is a lay person can do the baptizing. In some cases, we know nurses have done it. In other cases, perhaps an emergency person called in, you know, an emergency medical EMT. But there are situations we know of that an emergency baptism takes place. And that's all good and fine. And we like to take that person, if they pull through whatever the problem was and the Lord grants them continued life here as opposed to in heaven, then we have a right, again, within the service to acknowledge that baptism. Not to rebaptize, we don't do that, but we acknowledge that baptism in that rite so that the congregation can also celebrate what has taken place. But really, when it comes down to it, who is it that is baptizing? It's not the pastor, it's not the laity who may do so in an emergency, but it is Christ Himself. John said, I'm the one that needs to be baptized by you, and you come to me. All things in their right time, John. For now, let this happen. Let it take place. Because in so doing, Jesus Himself binds Himself to humanity's plight, to that trouble we are in because of sin, that separation from God. God is coming down to bring us close to Him. And He does it starting here. And the Father acknowledges the Son in His baptism. He acknowledges that this is my Son, the one whom I am well pleased. It's not first time God has called someone His Son, but it's the first time He's spoken about Jesus, who is part of the Godhead, and that this is His Son. Because He's also called Israel His Son. But Israel is not the son that God could say, I am well pleased with you, because of their revolts. They would turn from God, sin against God, bring in other gods into their worship, and God would send them off into another land, a foreign land, as captives. And then He would bring them back. When they turned back to Him and they cried out to God, God would bring them back. And then it would go all over again. Israel is His Son, but yet His Son is not faithful. But here, Jesus, the true Son of God, God's one and only, this one is His Son. This is the one that He is well pleased of. This is the one who has come to rescue God's people, to rescue the world. Not Jews alone, but Jews and Gentiles together. Not just people of one region, but of the whole world. He has come to rescue us all. And He does so, and He does so faithfully. There's time and time again, the people look and they see what Jesus is doing, and they say He does everything right. And it was truer than they realized. Because Jesus never once sinned. He was tempted in every way as you and I also are tempted, but He never sinned. And yet He dies a death for us that takes away our sin. It actually takes our sin and puts it on Him when He dies on the cross. And there, it is finished. It is complete. The work of Jesus is complete. He is our substitute. The wrath of God has been poured onto Him and not us. In this action, Jesus was victor. Make no mistake about it. He didn't lose. It appeared that He lost, but we know 3 days later He was raised to life. That is victory, is it not? That is victory over death. That is victory over the grave. And St. Paul, we heard today, said, and He can't die again. He's already conquered death. He cannot die. And the good news for us, just as Paul gave it to the Romans, is we have been joined in that death and His resurrection through our baptism. Baptism is more than just water. It is water and God's promise. Today, when we were baptized, God said, today you are my child and I am pleased with you. Why? Because Jesus was poured into our hearts. His Spirit, God's Spirit, was poured into our hearts. Just as God's Spirit came into Jesus on that day on the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit enters into our hearts when we are baptized. It happens because, you know, Jesus reigns. We don't just wait for some future reign. It's not like Jesus is waiting to be coronated when He comes again. No. That's all taken place. It all happened on the cross. It was probably the grossest, ugliest coronation the world has ever seen. I mean, it was so bad, people couldn't continue looking on to what was happening with Jesus, except a few. And those who were all worked up because of sin and by the devil were jeering at Him and making fun at Him and calling Him, yeah, come on down and we'll worship you. Well, He did come down, didn't He? But not the way they wanted. He came down by giving up His spirit. He died and was laid in the ground. But the ground couldn't keep Him. Death could not hold Him. And so He is alive. He was raised to life, and He showed Himself to His disciples, to the 12 who were hiding in fear. I should say 11. They were hiding in fear. They had seen this story before. They had seen it happen other times where someone came along and said they were the Messiah and would follow. And not only would that person be crucified, but that person's disciples also were crucified. Rome was pretty good about that kind of thing, I suppose, putting down revolts, doing things to the whole group of people so that they don't do it again. But you know, that really never worked out for the Jews. They always were revolting against Rome. They were adamant. They didn't have anyone to rule over them but God in their hearts and minds. That was where they were, and they wanted to make sure that one day they were free to do so. But that wasn't to come because they missed the true Messiah, who didn't come to rule in this world. He didn't come to set up a new nation, a utopia in this world. No, He came to do what He did. He came to die for us so that we can live in His kingdom forever. Already we are in His kingdom. But we will know it in a new way one day. We'll know it in a new way when Jesus comes, and all things will then pass away. This world and these heavens that we see that expand out into the universe as we watch, even though we can't really see it happening. We're just depending on our astronomers to be right about that. But with the naked eye, it looks like everything is normal. Everything's going on as usual. But when Jesus comes, all of this will melt away because Jesus has a new place for us, a new heaven and a new earth, we are told. And there will be no sin, there will be no sorrow, there will be no sickness, there will be no death. The people of God will be praising God continuously in thanksgiving and praise because there will be nothing that will really be in need of. It will be like the garden. Adam and Eve had no need of anything. It was all there for them. Everything. It's only when sin came in that things were disrupted, and then we are told the curse that was Adam's, which was the hard toil he would now have to do because of sin. How the earth would not be friendly to him. How he would have to break the ground, and it wasn't going to be easy because you're going to sweat a lot, Adam. You're going to get blisters on your hands. You're going to have thorns and thistles that are going to be in your way. You're going to get injured. You're going to get hurt. This is all the result of sin. But not in the new heaven and the new earth, because there is no sin. But this is what God has prepared for us. All those who have been baptized, who are His people. We have the promise, this promise given to us in baptism. Because Jesus came and was baptized in the Jordan. Because Jesus left from that Jordan baptism and went out to confront the father of lies, the old tempter, Satan himself, in the wilderness, and then on from there to proclaim the day of the Lord, to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim that He now reigns. And so He does. Even now in our midst, even when things are troubling to us, Christ reigns. Make no mistake. Everything that happens in the world, God knows about, and God's hand is guiding it. so that His purposes may be fulfilled for us. For us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us rise. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous epiphany in the Jordan. So also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy, preserve your holy church here and scattered throughout the world. Give steadfast faith to all Christians by the preaching of your word and through the holy sacraments, and send laborers into your harvest. Enliven the love of your saints to bear one another's burdens and to show mercy toward those outside the church. Quicken us in the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve the family, especially all Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And preserve all children in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism into life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve our nation, its leaders, and those who serve for the good of our people. And for their protection, grant peace in our time. O Lord, for you alone, fight for us. Lord, in your mercy. Give comfort and relief to those who are sick, depressed, tired, confused, or any need. Especially we lift up this day Pastor Scott and Judy Stallings, Larry Fultz, Peggy Spitzenberger, Robert Galabias, Alfred Durson, Don and Donna Tolner, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Havman, Pat Bias, Jackie Rush, Robert and Donna Knopf, Wilfred Defoe, and the family of Devin Wood and Bruce Ballard. Watch over all expectant mothers and their children, that they may have a safe delivery and be brought also to the life-giving waters of holy baptism and your name. Lord, in your mercy, be with those who are near death, that they may hear your Son's word of grace in their last hour and be confident in their baptism, where you name them your child. Lord, in your mercy. At your invitation, O Father, we come, we celebrate with those, not in action, but at least in our thoughts, as we know the power of holy baptism. We pray, Lord, preserve all who take your holy supper this day from impenitence and unbelief, and cleanse us all from our unrighteousness, and clothe us with the righteousness purchased with your Son's blood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son, and with your voice directed us to him who has borne our sins, that we might receive grace and the remission of sins. Keep us, we beseech you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your dear Son, We pray you to strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated and let us join in singing hymn 409. We pray the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Good morning. Ran off and left my bulletin, but we're going to... We welcome all of you to...
Is his mic on? No, you're...
Is that better?
Yeah.
Got to get close to that sucker, huh? Want to invite everybody back for... coffee and donuts, or whatever they have back there.
Cake
and donuts. Okay. And after that, we'll have the adult Bible class and Sunday school. The council meeting, due to the impending snowstorm, I would like to have it right after church during coffee and donuts. Okay. I only have two things to talk about, so it shouldn't take very long. We had no birthdays or no anniversaries this week, so do we have any other announcements or anything? Do you know how Peggy's doing? Uh-huh.
Alfred. What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Appreciate that update. Really?
Who does?
My brother's call out.
You keep them in my prayer.
Not me.
Well, we'll pray for him too. Okay. Thanks for the update. If there's no more announcements, let's conclude with hymn 790, Praise the Lord Almighty. Please rise.